Welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verse 23 today. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Who gives Jesus his authority? If only we'd believe. Authority comes from the divine will of God Almighty. Amen. Once you surrender to Him who rules the world, then you too can find Him dwelling in your soul to accomplish everything life has to offer. We accomplish this by calling on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, mimicking His Word, seeking Him as the gospel. One lives by love, faith, and hope of all things good. That's called grace. Amen. He has given you the authority to accomplish goodwill or mayhem, where the free will experienced links you to Him and His divine will of salvation. Once you learn that He will deny you if you deny Him, then every step you take is sought after as the will of God, always looking to Him for guidance, found in His Word, found in His Spirit, found in His Son, that resonates all of these things as one in three persons. We can hear Him speaking to our beings by the whispers of salvation, knowing the seven heavenly virtues that create chastity, temperance, charity, diligence, patience, kindness, and humility, to live the spiritual and corporal works of mercy by the authority of truth. I will list them often, for they are to remind us how to practice, pray, and proclaim Jesus as our authority, to share peace in every situation, every need, every purpose for life eternal. The seven corporal works of mercy are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. The seven spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. Julian turned 33 yesterday. Happy birthday, Julian. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 21 with verses 23. It is a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Authority This Given to You by Who?" Area of temple Jesus entered teaching, him approached by elders and priests. Things these done by authority what? Yours reaching. Authority this given to you by who? Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 16th, 2023. I'm recording this morning with the angels at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, up with the angels 24 hours later, seeking the will of God in all things. Overcoming injustice, sometimes recognizing what it means to say, I bear wrongs patiently. I forgive wrongs willingly. You know, sometimes when you're involved in charity, you find yourself trying to follow what Jesus says. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, or vice versa. But sometimes you like to get other people involved. So to discuss charity sometimes allows people to understand what has taken place, how the person is doing, whoever you may be helping, and how they can help. Jealousy is a derivative of Satan's own works. And we rebuke Satan in all things. Amen. Today we close in the name of Jesus at 7:11 as we normally do. We call out to our good friends John and Marie, and we welcome Jackie today. May she find blessings in her life in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.